service jurisdiction in the state e-permitting system. The decision appears to have been made that we're going to be a full service jurisdiction through the state of Oregon, and so that has some benefit on the short term. One of those benefits is that we don't spend the money for the software. Now, we still have to spend the money for the implementation services, and those services will end up coming directly from Accela because the implementation of a jurisdiction like the City of Portland is a bit beyond the capability of the state of Oregon at this time and certainly is not within their schedule. They're just completing some of their first implementations, won't occur for another week and a half. So in order for this to occur on our timeline, and when I say our timeline, the state of Oregon has suggested they could potentially implement us in about 9 or 10 years. So our timeline is a little bit shorter than that. We'd like to accomplish this within about 2 years. So we're strategizing our statement of work and our intergovernmental agreement with the state of Oregon. The anticipation is that that will include only the cost of the services necessary to implement the system. The cost of digitizing our historic records is still an element that has not changed. So the $5.2 million total price tag may end up being a little smaller. It could be below $5 million. It could be a bit over $4 million. We haven't arrived at all those numbers yet. But we're hoping to do that with the state of Oregon and with Accela once we complete our discussions on the intergovernmental agreement and the statement of work. We have meetings scheduled for the next couple of weeks on that. Once we have that statement of work and that IGA, then we will have been able to define exactly what that portion of the project will cost with this newly adopted strategy. Then at that point, we'll go back to our bond council and talk about exactly what this cost of the project will be, but it will be smaller. We're also working on incorporating into our model the exact expense to the other bureaus so that dollars and cents that were not a part of the original proposal that will be the quantification of the impact on these other bureaus can be included so that they don't have large budget impacts at a single point, and they will then pay back their portion of what that overall bonding cost would be. So that pretty much gives you a quick idea on exactly where we're at with the IT project and how we are currently with the bond council. We are working on getting that statement of work done. Bond council is waiting for that, and we are still, you know, basically negotiating that out with the state and Accela.
I had a question. So you mentioned that, is it digitizing historic documents?
That's correct. One of the facets of the project as originally proposed was to take all of our historic documents, which are on paper in microfiche and microfilm, and turn them into digital records and store them in the city's database, have them also be retrievable through our computer system for our customers. So they will be a layer on our corporate GIS, and then we will have information from that corporate GIS that is pushed forward across the firewall so that the customers can look through the web portal and get the information that they traditionally have had to walk into the Bureau of Development Services to get and have our staff members go.
Yeah, I guess my question is, the auditor's office has the archives, and I assume they have the same capability. So have we looked at maybe what capability they may have to do some of that work?
Yeah, we have had conversations with the auditor's office. They have come over to our bureau. They sent two people over, one person who was a technological expert in how you would accomplish digitizing these records. The other person was their in-house expert on the archival law so that they would look at all of our stuff, determine what could be digitized, what could not be digitized, and then what's the best method to make that happen. And so it was from those conversations that we developed our strategy on digitization of our historic records.
There's also, you're going to be digitizing it so it's searchable.
That's correct. It will be searchable by a land parcel for anybody that comes onto our web portal.
But also, is it searchable by words within the digitized document?
That's correct. There will be a number of search fields. They will include map and tax lot numbers. They will include addresses. They will include potentially previous owners. They will include contractors and so on.
Okay. I guess my bottom line point is if the archives office is, maybe they use somebody on a contract basis to do that work for them, but we should look, is it less expensive for us to perhaps join on to that contract as opposed to maybe contracting through the state for that portion? So I'm just saying that's something
Correct. We did ask those questions of printing and distribution, as well as the auditor's office, and the final recommendation was that because of the type of information that we're looking at here, and because it does have to be screened prior to going into our database, that we would do it internally and use some of our OSS staff that we've had to lay off to digitize the records, and then use some of our more technical staff to review those records prior to going into the database, because there are records that we have on microfilm and microfiche that are not recoverable. When you pull them up on our viewers and when you digitize them, what we end up with is a big black blob. So we do have to cull through all that information. None of the contract organizations will do that. They will digitize everything that we give them. In fact, if you send them a shoe, they'll digitize that too. But we want to make sure that what goes into the historic record is something that has some communicative value to us.
Thank you for all your work, Mr. McDonald. And I understood, I've learned from Commissioner Nolan in a discussion at lunchtime that when you went to Salt Lake City and Montreal to look for the best system in the country, you decided the Exceller was going to be it, and then come to find out that's the state of Oregon and that we could patch into their system, which obviously should please the construction industry that they can, as Commissioner Lennon said earlier, get the same response in Hillsborough as they get in Portland, although ours will be better, I'm sure.
I'm hoping so.
I didn't understand what you were saying as far as we needed in 2 years and what the state was willing to do in 10 years. Could you explain that piece to me again?
So currently what the state of Oregon is doing is they are offering to provide all of the implementation services for jurisdictions, albeit, you know, the jurisdictions they're working with now are very, very small. I have concerns over the long range that, you know, with the size and complexity of the city of Portland, whether or not the state of Oregon can give us the level of implementation services that we really are going to need. I hate to be, I don't want to insult anybody, but it seems to me that if you've implemented 100 small jurisdictions and then suddenly you're thinking that you can implement a large jurisdiction, that would be much like saying, well, I've built 37 doghouses, therefore I can build a 37-story building. And so to me, notwithstanding the time frame, I truly believe that the level of complexity that the city of Portland offers implementation of any computer system is such that we will need resources that are really beyond the state of Oregon's ability to deliver.
And I'm presuming we'd have to pay them anyway, right?
No, actually, our customers are paying a 4% surcharge right now, and that is funding the majority of that system, just the surcharge dollars that are coming from the city of Portland.
So we might be able to get them to do some of it.
Well, we've kind of made a run at that, but so far we've been somewhat unsuccessful.
What's the implication on the other bureaus, the other development services bureaus?
We have a couple of numbers back right now. We're looking at a range of prices right now. See, we met with Parks, and there is no impact there because they're going with a separate system, apparently, and they're going to be withdrawing their folders from our or current or our future system. We have a number from Bureau of Transportation. I believe that number was in the neighborhood of $700,000 or $800,000 right there. We're also looking for a number from the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Bureau of Water, but we haven't had those meetings yet. We have them scheduled for next week, actually. We're anticipating a number, an overall number, probably right around $2 million.
So it includes equipment purchases, larger screen for plan review, things like that.
So then the council needs to find the $700,000 or $800,000 for transportation for their share of it?
Well, we're planning to incorporate all those numbers into, you know, the final package for submittal for funding.
But is the $5 million, does that include all the other bureau shares or not?
It did not. Okay. It did not include the staff and the hardware expenses for those other bureaus. It did include the software expenses.
So that will be important to me to get back whenever we decide whether to move forward. And then my last question is regarding this availability from remote places. Some of the building plans would be proprietary, right?
That is correct. So we have to protect the building plans from being copied out there. That's intellectual property.
Right.
And so there will be an ability to view those, but they will be protected so they cannot be downloaded, nor can they be copied.
But for example, I mean, 13 years ago, I bought a house, and I'll never forget the conversation with the seller's realtor who said that all the code issues were up to date and everything had been signed off on the renovation he had done. So we pulled the card after we took a while to find it, found a card, and nothing had been signed off on. Mm-hmm. So presumably that would all be digitized, and so you could go right online, see if you're going to buy, if you want to buy a house, you see the card, you'd see all the information and what's been permitted and not, and what's open.
There will be a lot of that information that will be digitized. There will not be the exact inspection card that's digitized, because that is a card that goes to the contractor and it's out in the field. However, the records of what inspections were done, when they were done, whether they were approved or denied, that will all be there. Whether or not the permit was finaled or if it is still in an open status, that will all be there.
Yeah. Just knowing whether it's been approved or not, or whether someone has initiated the process, is relevant information at closing time.
Critical information, absolutely.
Are we going to get, is someone, or Hank, or either you or Andrew, going to just address this question of bond counsel and debt management? I mean, Commissioner Leonard's made an eloquent appeal for taking $5.5 million out of the general fund. I want to join him because I have $250 million of asks in the pipeline. I think we'll have them all together, and we'll talk to the mayor after the meeting. But if we do go the route of somehow debt service, what are your thoughts, and what are the mechanics of that?
I think it would be better for Andrew to address this.
Good afternoon. Andrew Scott with Financial Planning. There are a number of financing options for this, and I think that's going to be one of the key points when we come back to Council at the end of August, just to talk about those. One certainly would be a general fund infusion. We obviously don't have a lot of general fund money, but that is an option we could talk about. Another option, and I think this is what we discussed more in the Financial Planning Review of BDS's budget, is the option of BDS borrowing the money. Most likely, given BDS's financial condition, that would have to be a general fund-backed borrowing. I don't think there'd be a lot of interest in the market if it was solely a BDS revenue bond, but certainly a BDS borrowing backed by the general fund, we would be able to borrow the money. As we noted in that review, and financial planning in general from an operational standpoint, we recommended that BDS move forward with the project given the operational impact, but we noted that it is a significant risk to the general fund, and that's something the council needs to be very, you know, aware of if that's the financing option that we take. And another thing that we're looking at and exploring is the possibility of doing that sort of a loan with the general fund picking up the payments in the early years, BDS picking up the payments in the out years, and then paying back the general fund in the out years as well. So that's another option that we're looking at.
Any other discussion? Commissioner Leonard?
One last question. I sort of peeked about the ability to see building plans online. I suppose that's all public information.
Yes, it is. All of our records, with some exception, are public information. Right. And those exceptions would be perhaps specific plans having to do with sensitive building features, like maybe a vault of a bank, how it's constructed and where it might be located.
So that is restricted.
Yeah, some of that stuff is not going to be in there. We will specifically remove that.
That's kind of what I was wondering about.
Okay. Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there's some existing statutory stuff. I mean, I know you can't disclose the location of certain safe houses. You can't – a domestic violence one-stop center, I'm sure that those plans would not be on the web and things of that nature.
That's correct.
Thank you for your work.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Leonard, any final thoughts?
Nope.
All right. We're adjourned – or we're recessed till tomorrow. Thank you very much. Anybody here to testify on publicly? I didn't think so. We're recessed. There's nobody here.
Accept the report.
Oh, did you want to accept it? I didn't ask for public. I didn't ask for council.
All right.
Sometimes.
That's good.
Thanks for asking.
I'm always learning stuff.
Sorry, Andy. Did you want to testify?
Well, did you? No, you didn't. Because you would. Did you? Were you here to testify?
No.
Okay. I think the other fellow.